It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio. Good morning, I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is our political analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the week's top regional news stories. Well, with just weeks to go before the election, what's happening in the polls in Michigan's race for governor and U.S. Senate seats, Jack?
They've been somewhat volatile, Rena. Most of the time, they've shown a pretty even race in the last few weeks between Governor Snyder and Democratic challenger Mark Schauer. Sometimes Schauer has been up a little, but there's a new poll showing Snyder up about 6 points. In a similar vein, Democrat Gary Peters has consistently led Terry Lynn Land, the Republican, by what seems to be a growing margin. The Detroit News poll had it as much as 10 points, and then there was another poll showing it was only 2 or 3 points down. But the general consensus, if there is one at this point, is that the governor may be a tiny bit ahead. Gary Peters seems to be a little bit further ahead, and a lot of people aren't paying attention yet. We'll have to see what happens when they really start doing the ad blitzes in October.
Can't wait. Detroit Emergency Manager Kevin Orr will stay beyond the 18 months allowed by law, but City Council wants to limit how much power he'll have. What does this really mean for how the city will be run, Jack?
Well, it's kind of an interesting and unique deal, Rena. People were fixated on whether he was going to go away completely or maybe stay as emergency manager for a while, and they've sort of cut a deal where he'll be emergency manager as far as bankruptcy concerns are involved. Otherwise, the city's being run by the elected mayor, Mike Duggan, and the city council with, of course, oversight from the Financial Review Board put there by the state. And then Orr is supposed to go away once the bankruptcy is done. However, there may be gray areas here. There may be areas where, especially if the judge wants some modifications in the city's plan of adjustment, there may be some areas where it's not clear whether Orr or Duggan is in charge. But it looks like they've worked things out and have a good working agreement.
There was another scandal reported with Aramark, the private company that provides food services to Michigan's prisons. This time, it involves a possible murder conspiracy by an Aramark employee and an inmate. Jack, was everything hunky-dory with state prison services before Aramark came along?
Wherever you have prisons and people, there are going to be problems, but the problems seem to have ratcheted up exponentially with Aramark. Aramark, for Democrats and for the media, is the gift that keeps on giving. I'm sort of puzzled that the governor installed Aramark here. Aramark had to be fired in Florida and Kentucky. There's a lot of problems in Ohio. Similar to this, they sort of a national bad record of food service in prisons. And now the governor appears to have painted himself into a corner. This is an election campaign where he may be afraid of looking weak if he gets rid of Aramark. I think in any other kind of, if this was a private industry consideration, Aramark would have been gone a long time ago. So certainly the people running the governor's campaign can't be pleased.
Well, just keep watching, because then we could say orange is the new Jack. Thank you.
Slam the cell door on your way out, Rena.